Okay, first spelling is another nice long word. Parsimonious.
Parsimonious.
P-A-R-S-I-M-O-N-I-O-U-S. Parsimonious. Now this just means very frugal, very careful with money.
非常节约的。
Mean.
非常有点吝小气的，有点小气，有点吝啬的。
Yeah.
就是有点过于节俭的。
嗯。
就是有点 parsimonious,
a very formal word.
哦，很正式的一个用语、yeah. 啊，形容小气、节俭、过于节俭、有点吝啬的。好 ，parsimonious.
Number two is a much more 口语 kind of word that means the same. Stingy,
stingy.
嗯
，S-T-I-N-G-Y.
That's right. This is a very informal word.
这就是一个小气鬼了。
Yeah. So we have two words together that mean the same thing. One is very formal, parsimonious, and one is very informal, stingy.
大家看看啊，即使是相同意义的词语呢，那他们也有正式和非正式的用法啊。
嗯。
那在正式的情况下呢，我们说一个人过于节俭叫做 parsimonious。
嗯。
啊，那么在非正式的情况下，说你比较小气的就是 stingy。
That's right.
很好。
And the final one goes back to part one almost. Essentials. Now in part one we said that essential meant what you really really needed. Well here if they're using essentials.To mean the things that you need.
就是你需要的那些东西。
Exactly.
必需品。
Mm.
必需品。
So it's essential with an S on the end of it.
Essentials. 它是一个复数。
That's
有各种各样的必需品。
Mm.
Again, 我还是觉得充电器很重要。
Mm.
Charger. 好。
And I agree with him about socks.
袜子是重要的是吧
No, I'm just joking. Now for our idioms, the first one, I think we've had this before. Indulge yourself. Indulge. I-N-D-U-L-G-E. Indulge. This means to spoil yourself.
就是沉迷什么事情满足你自己好好的享受充分的享受、放纵你自己 Indulge yourself.
Yeah, things that you wouldn't normally buy. For example, a really nice fur coat.
非常漂亮的皮毛的一个外套
You wouldn't usually buy, but you're just making an exception because you're on holiday. So you indulge yourself.
非常溺爱自己，心所欲。
Right.
哎呀，说、yeah. 哎呀，既然去希腊玩，那么就吃个大餐吧。
嗯，
那就天天吃大餐吧。
嗯、
想怎么样就怎么样啊，这样子啊。
And number two,
indulge.
Yes. Number two, it's not a question of need. It's a question of want.
这不是需不需要的问题，这是你想不想要的问题。
Yeah.It's quite a nice way of putting it, really. Huh, it's not that women need these things. They want them. And in a way, that's even more important.
就是说我们要在选择带什么样东西出门的时候呢，根本就不考虑这个东西需不需要。我只是想带着它，怎么样吧。
That's right.
我就是想带着，哎，有的时候真的是这样。I sometimes carry my old notebooks with me.
Oh.
I sometimes carry my diary with me.
Oh.
Those diaries in past days.
Do you?
老的这个日记，很有意思哈。Read it again.
Yeah, sure.
很有意思哈，这个。So it's not a question of need, it's a question of want.
嗯，
凭空增重的东西。好，这是第二个短语。我们来看看第二段的听力问题吧。
The first one, what film does Jim talk about in which George Clooney shows you how to pack? What's it called?
一不小心这个第一个问题呢我刚才就提了一下但是希望大家都没有听见What film does Jim quote 第二段当中的这位记者啊，这个 author and sports columnist 他提到了一部电影、这电影呢是由乔治克鲁尼来演的好他在电影当中呢向我们大家展示了他独一无二的 packing 风请问这电影的名字叫什么啊？是第一题
Number two.How many pairs of shoes does Jenny, the host, say that women really need to take with them?
好，这个第二段当中的这位女士呢，女士说，其实吧，我觉得大概一个女孩子平时带几双鞋就够了啊。这几双呢 ？How many pairs of shoes does Jenny say women really need to take with them? 真正需要带的有几双鞋
？And what kind are they?Can you say what kind they are?
你能不能够听得出来这几双鞋大概是用途是什么？你不觉得带鞋非常占空间吗
？Actually, they do take up a lot of space, but I need to take lots of shoes. Again, I don't always wear them, but I don't feel right if I don't have the right number.
In case I may need it,
well, they go with your clothes, don't they?
Oh, 搭配是吧
If you've got lots of brown clothes, you need to have some brown shoes with you.
哎呀，还是我们的 casual wear 好啊。
嗯、
casual wear 的话，你就带一双鞋。
Even casual wear
就一双鞋，那你就穿白色的呗。
yeah,
要不就黑色的呗。
Yeah,
简单。
Doesn't go with everything.
好吧，来看看。
Finally, yes, the final question is, what does the host say that the men in her family take with them every time they walk out of the front door?
就真说啊，这个 man in her family, 他们家那个男人呢，就说 take with him every time they walk out of the front door.
Yeah.
每一次他都会带上什么样的东西。
嗯，
这很有意思。好，这三个问题带来第二段的听力啊，我们一块呢来听两遍。
So are men and women really different in the way they pack for a holiday? Jim White is an author and sports columnist for The Telegraph. He joins us from Oxford. Linda Kelsey is an author and journalist. So Linda, how do you pack?
I always pack far too much. And I used to feel vaguely guilty about it, but I've adopted a new attitude now. I've decided to stop worrying about packing too much and just enjoy it, because holidays surely are a time to indulge yourself rather than to be parsimonious or stingy.
And Jim, how do you approach it?
Film Up in the Air, George Clooney is shown actually showing you how to pack everything you need for any length of trip into your hand baggage, and that's what I do. And the other thing that always surprises me about packing is the assumption that there are no shops abroad if you've forgotten something.
Do women need so many pairs of shoes? I mean, really, you only need one pair of sandals.And perhaps one slightly more elegant pair for the evening, don't you?
It's not a question of need, it's a question of want.
Jim, one of the things I notice about the males in my family is that they cannot walk out of the front door without a laptop, a lot of wires, adapter plugs, chargers and stuff. How much do they have to go with you?
Oh, sorry, Jenny, you're talking about essentials. Sorry, I thought we were just talking about packing. Yes, of course you've got to take all that stuff with you.
So are men and women really different in the way they pack for a holiday? Jim White is an author and sports columnist for The Telegraph. He joins us from Oxford. Linda Kelsey is an author and journalist. So, Linda, how do you pack?
I always pack far too much, and I used to feel vaguely guilty about it, but I've adopted a new attitude now. I've decided to stop worrying about packing too much and just enjoy it, because holidays surely are a time to indulge yourself rather than to be parsimonious or stingy.
And Jim, how do you approach it?
In the film Up in the Air, George Clooney is shown actually showing you how to pack everything you need for any length of trip into your hand baggage, and that's what I do. And the other thing that always surprises me about packing is the assumption that there are no shops abroad if you've forgotten something.
Do women need so many pairs of shoes? I mean, really, you only need one pair of sandals...And perhaps one slightly more elegant pair for the evening, don't you?
It's not a question of need, it's a question of want.
Jim, one of the things I notice about the males in my family is that they cannot walk out of the front door without a laptop, a lot of wires, adapt plugs, chargers and stuff.How much do they have to go with you?
Oh, sorry, Jenny, you're talking about essentials. Sorry, I thought we were just talking about...
What do you think he
yes,
meant, that last speaker? Oh, you're talking about essentials.
他就有点是个 ironic 的一个说法
yeah,
是吧、
so.
所以说我觉得这个主持人这个 host 的人的家里的人都挺有个性的
yeah.
从他妈妈到他们家的 man、
嗯、
都挺有个性，大家带的东西都不一样，其实有的时候都有点强迫症了，有点哇带的是全部都是一些什么电线啊之类的。我们来看第二段的这个文本哈，这讲到一些什么。好，来看第二段的 text。
So are men and women really different in the way they pack for a holiday?
究竟男性和女性在 packing for holiday 的时候是不是完全的不一样，那么的不一样呢？
Jim White is an author and sports columnist for The Telegraph. He joins us from Oxford. And Linda Kelsey is an author and journalist.
好，接下来我们的男女嘉宾分别是 Jim 和 Linda。
So Linda, how do you pack?
首先来问问女嘉宾 Linda, how do you pack?
I always pack far too much, and I used to feel vaguely, that means a little bit, guilty about it. But I've adopted a new attitude now.
我通常呢都是过度的准备。I pack far too much. 这个表达法可以学习一下。Far too much,、mm-hmm. 太多了 overpacked. 那 我虽然这样做了以后呢，我自己会有点轻微的有点负罪感，觉得有点过头了。然后呢，我现在采取了一种新的态度。
I've decided to stop worrying about packing too much and just enjoy it, because holidays are surely a time to indulge yourself rather than to be parsimonious or stingy.
这句话的意思是说
She doesn't care now if she packs too much, she just packs. Holidays are a time to 轻松一下。
So,
who cares?
就说反正这样，我现在就明白了嘛。假期的时候是难得轻松，那我就别那么小气了，就要带什么带什么，我就带到50双鞋了，就不管他这么多。不，其实我觉得这个态度应该是，尽管是这样，就不要多带，那少一点就少一点了，又怎么样
？But I think the problem is it depends what kind of holiday you're going.
就是这才是重点。
If you're going to one hotel and staying in one hotel for 3 weeks and not moving, sure, take a lot.Then all you've got to do is you've got the problem of taking it one trip and then taking it home again. However, if you're going to travel around to lots of places, 麻烦极了。If you've got all of those cases and all of that stuff to take about to different places all the time, forget it.
而且包括你的旅行的目的，有的指的是 tour 是 go sightseeing、你需要一些 beautiful clothes and shoes 对不对，有的只是 for business meeting
that's right
又不一样了、
exactly.
跟你旅行的目的不一样、
so、does depend
好他说呢现在我就开始有一个新的态度了反正我去的就是玩嘛好好的享受一下享受假期所以我就要来我爱带什么带什么、我再也不节约了
And now she asks the man, Jim, how do you approach it?
Hey, 我们来听听男士的观点。Jim, 你觉得呢？
Well, in the film Up in the Air, George Clooney is showing you how to pack everything you need for any length of trip into your hand baggage, and that's what I do.
真的是乔治·克鲁尼特别厉害，他在那部电影当中呢，这个因为剧情的需要嘛，向大家展示根据不同长途的旅程，怎么样把所有的东西都装在一个 hand baggage 当中，太强大了，我觉得这个是最好的一个理想的状态。
And the other thing that always surprises me about packing is the assumption, that's the thinking, the thought,that there are no shops abroad if you've forgotten something. So he means basically, if you've forgotten something, then you just buy it.
对，现在确实是这样了。对，现在确实是这样。全世界现在什么没有啊？到处都能买到。你说对不起，我今天忘了带我的老干妈，豆瓣酱。北京也可以买到的，对不对？就是，
exactly.
就我就跟我妈妈说，我说你就是不给我买大白兔奶糖，那北京也是可以买到的呀。
Yeah, that's right. Women really need so many shoes. I mean, really, you only need one pair of sandals and perhaps one slightly more elegant pair for the evening, don't you?
好，这位女嘉宾说呢，其实女孩子哪里需要带那么多鞋在身上呢？你只需要一个简单的 sandal。另外呢，带一个稍微有点能够出席正式场合的一双鞋就可以了。
It's not a question of need, it's a question of want.
女嘉宾自己还挺振振有词的说 It's not a question of need, it's a question of want.
Jim, one of the things I've noticed about the males in my family is that they cannot walk out of the front door without a laptop, a lot of wires, adapter plugs, chargers and stuff.
主持人说我们家这位吧啊，说那个男的他说我们家这位吧他出门之前不带这些是绝对不出门的。什么东西呢 ？A laptop, a lot of wires, adapter plugs. Adapter 是那个
，It's when your plug is a different shape, so you buy something.
就是那个电源转换器
，Right.
电源转换器，反正全部都是跟这个电器有关的。然后 chargers,
yeah,
and stuff, 充电器、电线、充电器、电线转换器。
Because men like these gadgets, don't they?
对，他们喜欢这些 gadgets.好，所以我说嘛，为什么我出门的时候都会有一个 big bag，里面带的全部是这些东西。
So you're a bit like a man in that way. You like to take electrical things with you.
我什么都没说。Silence is gold.
And Jenny says, how much do they have to go with you? She means the electric stuff.
对，在你身上这件事，那个问问这位男士哈，说在你身上是这样吗？
Oh, sorry, Jenny, you're talking about essentials.
他故意这样的非常委婉的方式说什么？ 我没有听错的话，你们讨论的是必需品吧？意思是说，天哪，这个人把这些人带在身上。
He's talking about the fact that electric stuff is absolutely essential. You have to take that.
电子产品竟然是必需品。
Yeah, it's the holiday stuff that's not important to him.I thought you were just talking about packing. Yes, of course, you've got to take all the electrical stuff with you, he says.
尽管是这样的，还是需要哈。哎，我们聊天室有位朋友在问说，那个 sandal 是什么？
凉鞋吧。
就是那个夹，就是那个沙滩鞋。
凉鞋。
凉鞋。Yeah. Sandal, 凉鞋。
Yeah. Just shoes without a side or a back, just cool.
哎，如果你要去 Hawaii 这些地方的话， sandal 真的很必要。
Exactly.
对吧,
huh? Oh, yes.
And, 太需要了, 简直。
And the Mediterranean,
you're... 对啊, 地中海地区啊, 太需要了嘛, 所以sandal, 我的拼写方式。
In fact, I'm wearing 凉鞋 today.
啊?
Yeah.
真的吗?
Yeah.
我看看。哎呀, 太惬意了。太惬意了。哎, Demi, 那个sandal 是怎么来拼写的? 跟大家说一下。
S-A-N-D-A-L, sandal.
S-A-N-D-A-L, 哈。这位192098朋友, 这是给你的词语。好，来看看听力问题。第一个
，What film does Jim quote in which George Clooney shows you how to pack? And the film is
库尼这个电影叫做《在云端》
，Up in the air.
Up in the air， 就飞来飞去的一个 businessman 的状态。
It's a good film. I like it. Number two, how many pairs of shoes does Jenny say that women really need to take with them? Do we have any answers?
有吗 ？Jackie 不说。
Yeah.
Two pairs.
Two pairs.
One pair of sandals.
Yep.
One for formal places.
Yeah, she says one perhaps a little bit more elegant, but the same meaning, so very good.
好
And finally, what does she say that the men in her family have to walk out of the house with every time they leave? A laptop, lots of wires, adapters, chargers, and stuff.
就是一个电子狂人
What she, yeah, she means by stuff, things that she doesn't understand.